Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and a very warm, fire-filled welcome today. That's all I desire, to be ablaze through my life, through my words, as the Lord releases prophetically through me today, and as we uncover the Jewish year 5785, that is now going live. What does it mean prophetically? What does it mean for us that we have to enter into? The year 5785 in Hebrew, every letter also has a numerical value, and with that it also has a pictorial meaning. And prophetically, there's nothing weird about it, but we can just uncover some of what the Lord is doing in these times and seasons, because we know from Daniel 2 verse 20 that blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and seasons. He removes kings. He raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise, knowledge to those who have understanding. He is about to fulfill his word for you and me today as we lean into everything heaven has to say. Verse 22, he reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness. He knows what you don't know. He knows what's ahead. And what's more, he longs to share it with his own. And light dwells with him. He lights up the way before us. The sons of Issachar were able to discern the times and the seasons. And in these very exciting days that we get to be alive, we're going to partner with heaven, and we're going to see our great almighty God glorified. So year 5785, the number 5 in Hebrew, it means grace. It means favour. The time to favour us, the set time, the suddenlies of God. Get ready for his suddenlies to break out on the earth and in your life. Get ready for miraculous divine interventions from on high. So number 5, it's grace and favor. The number 7, it means fullness. Oh, that is my word for this year. Fullness, the fulfillment. God is fulfilling his prophetic word right before our eyes for Israel, and we're seeing his power released and unleashed against the enemies of the Lord and against God's purposes, because it's the Lord who sets and establishes times and seasons. And I've been very conscious as I go on and I share this word prophetically with you today that there is an enemy who's been trying his utmost to destroy those times and seasons that God is bringing us into. And that's why it's key that we partner with him. We partner with God. We pray. We lean in. We release his power and we release his authority in these days. So the number 7, it's fullness, it's fulfillment, it's God's completion, it's God bringing to maturity in your life those dreams and visions. It's God bringing to maturity his beautiful church, his bride, making her ready, and his Israel, making her ready for her soon coming Messiah and King. It means God's perfection. And the number 8, 5, 7, 8 means overflow. It means new beginnings. This is a new day, new season. It's a new time that we are entering into. And we know that the Lord has commanded us, if you've been tuning in recently to what I've been bringing from the Lord, that the Lord is commanding us in Ephesians, he says, to redeem the times, for the days are evil. And that means we are going to maximize every moment. His kairos times, that means his suddenlies, his intervention, his miraculous times for our lives, his breakthroughs are upon us. He's breaking into our mundane and he's breaking into our mess, and he's bringing his message of hope, of life, of deliverance to his own, and he's manifesting it for us in these days. It means anointing, the number 8, and it means double authority. The number 4 in Hebrew is authority, and multiply that by two and you get double authority upon God's children, upon his church and upon Israel at this time. God's two sons on the earth who he's bringing together as one as we fulfill his purposes. Yes, we've got different purposes to fulfill, but under God, hey, we are in his hands and in his plans and we're manifesting his glory. And the number five again, you see there, it means there's double portion time. So we've got 5, 7, 8, 5. There is double portion blessing. And we've entered into, we're now halfway through the decade of the 5, 7, 80s. Now, the number 80 in Hebrew, it means mouth. It means breath. I love this. I've been ministering on this every start of the new year. And I've only seen today, just before I went live, quite amazingly, that the word number 80 in Hebrew also means holiness. Haven't we seen, as soon as we launched into the decade of the 80s, so much tyranny in our world, so much filth, sin, rioting, wars, it was like all of our walls, gates, borders and doors of protection and God's ways and holiness were being taken down and destroyed in these days. Well, we are the church, we are the watchmen and we are the watchwomen. We have been given the authority and we want to see our nations restored for the Lord, don't we? And I'm going to show you by the word of the Lord today that it is time. So that number 80, it means holiness and it means the mouth, the breath. And we saw everything come against as soon as we launched into the 80s. The attack, the enemy tries to attack naturally what he knows God is up to spiritually, because God's about to be releasing the breath of his spirit into this decade. Oh, and get ready for what I'm about to bring today, because the time is now. He's releasing the breath of his spirit. He's releasing the power of his Holy Spirit, and we will not, the mouths of God's church and the word of God will not be muzzled any longer. The prophetic voice will be released from within his church. Although the devil tries to pull down, to destroy that, to muzzle, to contain it, the Lord is releasing his prophetic voice within his church today. For too long, the prophetic has been out on a limb. Well, God wants it to come within, into safety, safe for the prophetic, so it doesn't just go off on tangents and off into the weird, but it stays in the wonderful of Jesus. It stays within accountability. It stays within, as I'm going to show you by the word of the Lord today, within God's divine order, which is the fivefold, which is within the apostle, alongside the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor, all coming together within one and all released. So there's no more frustration for God's kids, kingdom kids in God's house, but everybody is fulfilling God's purposes and plans within his house. How beautiful is that? So let's dive right in today to everything that the Lord has to say to us. And I want to start by sharing just last week, I had quite an encounter through the night. I woke up and I was, through my sleep, I was wrestling with such evil. It was like the devil was literally on top of me. And I woke up to, it was like everything was muzzling my voice as well. I was trying to shout, I was trying to scream out, but nothing would come out until I was woken to get off me. Everything trying to just squeeze out of me, every bit of the breath within me, crying out, even woke my husband beside me as I cried out, get off me in Jesus' name. And I woke and I was alerted. My heart was beating 10 to the dozen. And I began to hear above me what sounded like it was warplanes, airplanes above me. And I sensed in that moment that I was to be praying for Israel. And I began to, and the Lord, this is where the Lord gave me quite a download that I'm going to release to you today. I began to pray for Israel. I began to lean into a lot of what Israel was going through and the victory that we have just seen God do. I literally, when I heard recently about the incredible display of God's power on behalf of Israel when Netanyahu went to the speak at the UN, a complete detour and a distraction from the enemy back there in and Hezbollah, who was buried within their bunker listening to Netanyahu's speech, and he'd already given the orders for the enemy to be destroyed. Now, I don't rejoice in the death of any person, hear that, because God's desire, he weeps over those who are lost. He longs for all to come to know him and to be saved, and he gives the opportunity for all to come to know him. In fact, for all the Ayatollahs, for all of the Muslim leaders, anyone I can get my hand on, if it's on X or whatever, I've been sending through Jesus loves you. He died for you so you don't have to. They don't have to give their lives. Jesus already gave their lives to be, they don't have to be the martyrs for what is an evil, wicked cause. I'm praying that so many now within that Muslim faith will come to know the Lord. They'll come to know Jesus as their Saviour. That's our heart's desire. So we pray for Lebanon. We pray for Muslim nations. We pray. I long and I love every Muslim, and I long for them to come to know Jesus as their Saviour. That's very much God's heart. But what we do rejoice at is God's justice and God's protection over his own, and God's power being released, unleashed at this time. And the Lord had showed me quite literally and I was declaring through the night, 7 is the number completion, as I said. And I was saying, strike, 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 strike. I was calling forth in the spirit that Israel would not hold back. As I sensed that the Air Force above me, the spiritual Air Force, the angels of God were literally fighting, and we get to join in with heaven. We get to partner with heaven at this time as we're interceding, as we're praying, as we're worshipping, as we're declaring, as we're decreeing, as we're coming alongside our great God and his purposes at this time. We see God doing great things. And I saw the next morning, literally as I prayed through the night and warfared for Israel through the night, and as the Lord began to download to me for his church and Israel, and some of that's coming out today and in the times ahead, I sensed that the Lord was doing something amazing. And the next morning I woke up to hear that about 17 nations had all signed this order and this the desires for Israel and a ceasefire with Lebanon, which actually is a nonsense, because Israel's fight and war is not against the Lebanese people or Lebanon. It's against Hezbollah, the evil, tyrannical Islamic regime that is Hezbollah, that terrorist organisation. That's its war, and they hide behind human shields, which is just devastating for all. But I was aware then that I'd been declaring, Israel, you do not hold back and pull back. And I saw, despite all the international opposition, there was God's word being fulfilled for Israel, Israel doing what God would have them to do. Just like the story that we read in, let me grab it very quickly, in, I didn't plan to say this today, 2 Kings 13, just before the death of Elisha. And I was really drawn to this, and I believe it's pivotal for this year, that the king went to Elisha. He was facing war, just like many nations, just like our world right now, just like Israel is dealing with. And Elisha, he was wanting to know what was ahead. And Elisha, who was very sick just before he died, Elisha's last act was to command the king to get a hold of his bow and arrow and to fire out of the east window an arrow, which he did. And Elisha declared, that's the arrow of deliverance. And it's the arrow of deliverance over your occupying enemy, to over Syria, that was occupying their land. God would say that he is, in this year, he's going to set his children free. We are going to be released from all captivity. We are going to take ground and territory back from the enemy in Jesus' name. He is going to restore all as we put our faith and we obey the word of the Lord all the way. And then Elisha told the king to fire the arrows on the floor. And instead of, he just fired 3. And Elisha said, you will only have partial victory over your enemy. He should have gone for it. God wants us to be gophers this year, to go for it with all our might, to give our ultimate best and to trust God's power with the rest. Because just like Elisha's hand then was on the hand as the king fired the arrow out the window, as it was on the hands of the king, so is God's hand on Israel's hand. So is God's hand on the church hand. You're going to see it because it's the part of the meaning of the number five, the hand of God this year. And God is going to display his glory. The king fired that arrow up to, say, seven times. That was the total. That was completion. That was perfection. That was God's miraculous fulfillment and fullness. God wants us. He wants Israel and his church to go on in the power of his might. Trust him. Faith it all the way. We are going to make it and to achieve all that he has for us, his fullness, to fulfill his word and to fulfill his promises for our lives, to not hold back like the king did, but to go for it with all of our might. So receive that word from the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Listening to the rain, I put in my journal, listening to the rain pounding outside, relentless. It was 2 a.m. Israel must be relentless. So much must the church of Jesus Christ against every enemy and against everything that would defy the word of the Lord. Israel must be relentless like the rain right now. Keep pouring, keep pounding, keep sounding the fulfillment of the promises of God right now. Strike, 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 strike. I kept declaring through the night and I've been doing that ever since. God's hand on your hand. Victory. The Lord changes times and seasons. The arrow strikes seven times. Complete, finish, fulfill the work. God's time of fullness for Israel and his church. What a word from the Lord. So whatever you are facing, you go for it. You trust him all the way. You obey come what may, because you will see the completion, the perfection, the miraculous breakthrough of your God. And you will see him do what only he can do in your life, through you and for you, in Jesus' mighty name. I sense, just like Israel, I've got my AirPods here, do you like my little sparkly case? But that the Lord would have us put in our this year. We need to God pods in the spirit. That we need to block out all of the noise going on around us. There are so many voices, distractions, deceptions. There is so much that is crowding out and trying to crowd out that still small voice of God's spirit, that we must lean in. We must make his voice alone our choice this year, and we must obey, 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 obey completely in Jesus' name. If you do not stand with Israel, we will not stand at all. Do not think by being silent you will escape. Who knows that you have been brought to the kingdom, your position, your platform, large or small, for such a time as this. Use it, the Lord said to me that night, or abuse it and you'll lose it. So however small or large your platform, make that your altar. A platform is no longer for you to perform from. Hear this, church of the Lord. Those days are gone. It's not for bringing in the world's ways and building up stars. There is one day star who shines upon his church. His name is our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He will not share his glory with another. He is the head of his church. And in these days, Jesus, he's taking his church back. And that platform is no longer to be a place to perform from. Our lives, let's not make our lives a platform to perform from, but an altar to pour out God's love, his miracles, his word from, and to transform, for the Holy Spirit to transform lives from. In Jesus' name. Wow, I love it. And I hope you're loving and receiving his prophetic word for these times today too. The Lord says, and he said to me that night, I bring this in humility and I bring this accountably, that it's a changing of guards and hearts. The Lord does not want to remove anybody. As I said, it's not his will for anybody to be taken out of position, to be displaced in any way. It's not his will for any to die without knowing him. He desires for the best for every one of us, but he desires for our hearts to be seeking him, and he is a God. There is a change in that is afoot right now, and there is a changing of guards or a changing of the hearts within the current watchmen, watchwomen, leaders, pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets. God wants our hearts completely pure and set apart for him. So we entered into the 80s, the decade of the 80s. I said that the meaning is the mouth. It means the decade of the mouth and decade of the breath of God. And hasn't everything come to try and suppress God's word, to suppress the mouth when we saw what happened with COVID and face masks and everything else? It's laughable, isn't it? It means holiness. It also means prayer, and it means strength. God is seeking those whose hearts are for him, whose hearts are those of prayer, seeking him, obeying him, whose hearts are holy before him, and whose strength is found only in him and flowing through his Holy Spirit. The Lord said to me that the tyrannical rule and reign and leadership, the tyrannical rule, reign and leadership is over within my church. Weighed in the balance and found wanting. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I sense the Lord just calling us to, the word repent means to return to him. Just as at this time we're going into the Jewish New Year and their feasts, their moedims, which means their appointments with God. It's their time to return to the Lord. He puts these times in their calendar that we can learn from, that we return to the Lord. They return in repentance. They return in seeking him. And to repent means simply to return to him, to obey him, to follow him, to make God's voice our choice. And what I sense, just as God is taking out Israel's enemies, those tyrannical rulers and those reigning and those leaders that were just so cruel against Israel, as we are seeing them very quickly dismantled, I sense God saying, it's a strong word this, as goes Israel, so goes the church. The Lord is taking out. I looked up what the meaning, I had to know what the meaning of tyrannical was because it just seemed so strong. It means oppressive and controlling. The only one in charge of his church is Jesus Christ, ultimately. And I'm going to show you what the Lord is changing the guard with, changing the heart with. It means to, when you lead unjustly, if you're it's harsh or severe. God is taking all tyrannical leadership out of his house. It's hurt God's children in the past. You know, people have strived. They've been trying to please leaders and men. We've got to, the fear of man is a trap and a snare that we will fall into. So we need to be fearing and looking up continually to the Lord to please him. It means to be domineering and, as I said already, to be controlling when all the control belongs to the Lord. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly that from tyranny to true leadership, from tyranny to his truth. Jesus is the way, truth and life, to Christ-likeness. From tyranny to true leadership, which is Christ-likeness. And the Lord brought me to Isaiah 42, 1 to 4. This is what he's doing in the hearts of his leaders right now, that we are actually called followers of Jesus. We follow his ways. We replicate him. We're made in his image. We lead as we follow him. And it says, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him. And he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out. He's not harsh or cruel. He's not controlling. He gives us free will and choice and love. He leads with love. And so are we too, whether we're in business, whether we're in his church, for the people, the children of God, the children, the family of God, the ones within his house, let our leadership model Jesus' way and God's word here. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. That's what God is doing right now. It's begun. In his teaching, the islands. I live in the UK. right here in the islands, in his teaching, the islands will put their hope. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. Matthew 12:20 repeated that again of Jesus and Jesus' leaders of today. When Matthew wrote these words, he was quoting a prophecy, that prophecy from Isaiah. This pointed to the actions and the demeanour of the Messiah who was to come, now revealed as Jesus Christ. In the prophecy, the bruised reed and the smouldering wick to the spiritually, physically or morally weak. That's what it was referring to. It was speaking of those who were weak and who were hurting. A reed that is bruised, I sense the Lord show me. It may be damaged, but it's not irreparable. And a smouldering wick, it may be about to lose its fire altogether, but it can still be reignited. And the Lord is coming to his church, to his house, with his love, with his restoration, with his revival fire. He's lighting your wicks again. He is setting you ablaze again. He's healing those areas you've been hurt, maybe by leaders, maybe by church. I'm so sorry if that's you today. But come to Jesus. And as leaders in his house now, we surrender all to his ways. We are going to see in these days his beautiful church glorified right before our eyes. So yeah, I just had to release that today, that there's a changing of hearts in this changing. He'd rather change hearts than change the guards, but he's changing the hearts of those he's put in charge right now. In Jesus' name. So I leave that with you. Empires of man, the Lord said to me that night as I warfared with those, the Air Force above me and the angels, and knowing that the Air Force, the Israeli Air Force was going into enemy territory as well, as I was crying out to God for his church and for all he's doing on the earth, the Lord said to me, empires of man will no longer stand in my house. So I just release it to you. And Proverbs 24:3-4 says, a house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense, through goodness, through good sense. That's the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of Holy Spirit leadership, the Lord leading through us, loving through us. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and valuables. I believe that from tyrannical rule and leadership, God is bringing his leaders in his house into treasure, the treasure chest of leadership. I'm just bringing this to you right from the heart of God right now. It's just coming and flowing from his throne, that you are going to keep drawing from his treasure chest. And it's going to be rich, just like his word says here. It's going to be valuable for the people that you lead. So, hey, I'm giving that to you right now in Jesus' mighty name. So, let's dive into some of part of the what the Lord then will do with his house as he's bringing in his fivefold. And I'll probably expand on that on another download for the sake of time today, because there is a whole message in that in itself. So tune in again. But I really want to dive into what I sense the Lord wants to say for this year and touch on those areas today in Jesus' mighty name. So, the number five in Hebrew is the Hebrew letter and number with the numerical value of five. It's called He, and it's spelled H-E-H. It represents the breath. Even when you say it, you cannot say it without releasing breath. He. When God changed, he took Abraham and he said, I'm going to make you into my nation. He made them into Israel, Abraham and Sarah. They were Abraham, Sarai. And he took and he changed their names and he made it Abraham. It was the hay that he put in to Abraham's name. Sarai became Sarah. And it's the very breath of God, his spirit. They became part of the family of God. And that's what the Lord is doing in us. So the letter He, it means, I'm going to give you 10 meanings today. One, it means the breath of God. Two, the hand of God. Three, it's the fivefold, the five fingers. And I'll probably expand on that and on a separate download. It means number four, the we said that it means behold. Hey, just like you say the world, hey, behold means to look, look what's coming. Or it was a pictorially, the number hey originally was a picture of a man with his hands in his hair in amazement, in awe. And I believe this year, in the year of hey, which means behold, what is God getting ready for us to behold? It's going to be wow. And I'm going to share something prophetically in and around that in just a moment. It means number five, window. Just like the year 5784 meant, one of the meanings was door. The number four meant door. It meant, and we've known God has would have us close the door to evil, strengthen our walls, gates, borders and doors, which Israel has been doing, and so must the church. We have got to be protecting our boundaries and re-establishing holiness and God's word and God's ways. So all that was going on in 2024, 5784. That number four means door. It means chaff. It's been the biggest threshing of my entire life this year. The threshing for the blessing, but oh, what a time. And Israel has certainly been through that threshing. It's felt like a real thrashing, and you've probably experienced it too, but get ready for the new. The threshing is for the blessing that the Lord is bringing you into. And it's meant authority. So we're rising up. We don't lose anything from that. We just go forward now in all that we gain. We go forward into those doors that are going to open before us like never before. But this year it means window. A window represents light, new revelation, life. It means the breath, and it revives. So that window, just like the arrow being shot through the window, the Lord, sometimes you've heard the saying, when the Lord closes the door, he opens a window. Well, God is opening windows. He's opening the window of heaven in this season. The scriptures say, and I will pour out such a blessing upon you. Get ready for those amazing windows of heaven that are opening before us at this time. In that, window, that revelation, I just sense that the Lord just wants us to be ready to receive all that he is going to be saying to us. And his voice, we need to treasure his voice. He's speaking. He wants his children leaning in and listening at this time. It means curse and blessing. Interestingly enough, at the UN, the Prime Minister Netanyahu, he gave unknown to everybody at the time, he was actually prophesying what was. He didn't give any mention to Nasrallah. Why? Because he knew Nasrallah wasn't going to be existing by the end of his message. That enemy of God's people who spewed against the God of Israel and unleashed so much terrorism in the world, killing Americans, and so much tyranny came through that. So as I said, I don't rejoice at the death of any person, but we do rejoice at God's justice being served. If Hitler hadn't have been taken out, where would the world be today? Nothing pleasant in war, is there? And certainly that isn't what God designed the world for, but it's what man made his choice. The greed and the evil of man is, and thank God Jesus is going to come back and he's going to redeem this world from all of those sinful, war-filled, evil ways. But until that day, we must stand. So it means curse and blessing, one of the meanings of the number five, the rabbis say. And there was Netanyahu speaking out the choice that the world would have for blessing or for the curse, choosing freedom over tyranny and choosing God's ways, to put their trust. He declared scriptures to fear not and put their trust in the Lord to the whole world. Israel and the church is fulfilling its mission on the earth. Come on, church, we've got to get on board with what the Lord would have us to do in these exciting times to be alive. Number seven, it means fullness. It means double portion time. Number eight, number nine, acceleration. And number 10, it means to take and to give. So very quickly, the hand of God, breath of God, number one today. I just want to share very quickly that we can see in the breath of God that this is the decade of the mouth and year of the breath of God. It's the pay is the number 80 and the hay is the number 5. pay, hay together. So it's the year of the mouth, pay, and the breath, hay, of God. God's word, God's spirit in our mouth. Wow, mouth to mouth resuscitation. I just sense the Holy Spirit saying he's bringing for his own, for his church right now by the Spirit of the Lord. We're going to open our mouths and he will fill it. And we're going to release and we're going to see miraculous signs and wonders following the proclamation of his word. Wow, in that pay hay, we will release the word. The prophetic will no longer be muzzled and contained in his house. It must be released in this day. Is going to release his creative, demonstrative, miraculous, supernatural into our natural. God spoke the world, spoke the word, and the world was created. As we speak, as we pray, the will and the prophetic word of the Father, we shall produce his miraculous works and reap his harvest on the earth. Wow. All hell has tried to silence and to stop the breath, the word of God and the prophets of God, for they manifest Jesus. The wind, the breath, the Spirit of God is flowing through his church right now. And I sense that the Lord would say that he wants for his word to be spread abroad in and from our hearts, for the teachers and the preachers to spread abroad his word by the wind of the Spirit. He wants the apostles to spread abroad his words, his visions, his visionaries, his visions, his works and his wonders by the Spirit, by the breath of God, stretching and spreading far and wide and reaching kingdom influence, impact and effects for his pastors, the fivefold. He's wanting the words and the works, the building up of the body of Christ that they are called to strengthening, to growing, to multiplying his house by the Spirit and the word of God, the breath of God from them. What days to be alive, hey, and ministering for him. He wants his prophets unmuzzled and released, embraced within his house and flowing freely throughout all, not ostracized or set apart or set aside anymore, other than being set apart for the Lord, not set aside. They're not laid out to pasture any longer. Hear the word of the Lord. One of fivefold within, in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord would say that we must embrace the fivefold or his church will go and walk blindfold. And we know what happens if you're walking blindfold. You're not going to see the Titanic. If it had the prophetic voices there, would have known that there was an iceberg coming. So we've got to embrace all within his church at this time. Wow, what a word from the Lord. And I pray that you are receiving it to your hearts today. Let me know in the comments. Hey, it's great to always great to hear from you. So number two, the hand of God, which is his manifest power that is being released upon us. God's power, God's provision and God's presence, his open hand of blessing and his favour on us. Thirdly, today, I'm just whizzing through these, that with the word hey, it means behold. And it says in Habakkuk, look around, behold, look around at the nations. Habakkuk 1 verse 5, look around at the nations, look and be amazed, for I'm doing something in your own day, something you wouldn't believe even if someone told you. So I'm going to show you. God is about to, within that word behold, it means manifest. God is about to show up and show off. He's going to manifest his power, his breakthroughs in this hour. He's going to manifest his glory, the full weight of his presence on the earth, in his church and on behalf of Israel at this time. So that word, hey, just like when you say, hey, God's trying to get the world's attention. He wants to bring everyone to him, that they will know him as their Lord and Saviour. He's let's be proclaiming the hey of God, the behold of God. And just as I have been this past week, literally my jaw dropped at what I'm seeing God do on behalf of Israel and the nations. I've been amazed and yet so honoured and privileged that in the prophetic and in intercession and in prayer, God would take little me in my bedroom to partner with him and to see Israel, the apple of his eye, strike, and achieve such great victory before the eyes of a watching, waiting and a complete stunned world. The enemy is still reeling. We're going to see more of that this year as our Jewish brothers and sisters entered into the year 5784. They entered into war. The Lord has spoken to me a couple of weeks before that blood, fire and gore were in store. Well, again, my jaw dropped in shock and horror. The tears rolled when the events of October, the horrific events of October the 7th unfolded. But I'll tell you what, as much as the enemy and Hamas rejoiced and so many Islamic extremists and any of those enemies of God rejoiced at what they saw was Israel's destruction and demise at that time, those who put their armour on should not rejoice and celebrate as one who takes his armour off. And a year on, look at what the Lord has done. He has turned it around for good. The news, every news channel across Israel, secular news channels, were broadcasting over these recent days. We are living in biblical times. Oh, look up. Israel knows there's been a divine turnaround. The time, the set time, the suddenlies of God have come upon her. The set time to favour her has come. So we know that the hay, and in that behold, God is going to behold and manifest his works and wonders on earth. We are going to know within that beholding and within God releasing his breath and the power of his Holy Spirit, the supernatural in and on our natural, heaven and earth is going to meet everywhere we place our feet this year in Jesus' name as we take God at his word. It's a choice, but I'll tell you what, I'm leaning into his voice. I'm going to obey him and I'm going to see his miracles, works, wonders released through my life, through my family. It's all I desire in Jesus' name. Number five, the window, I've expanded on that, the light, revelation, life, the curse and the blessing, which is the choice. Number seven, the fullness and fruitfulness, the Lord would say, is coming upon us in these days. Within that fullness of the number five, it means fullness, fulfillment, completion, perfection, maturity, made ready. Within that fullness is complete fruitfulness. He wants his church being fruitful. He wants us reaping in the harvest for the Lord. He wants us and Israel being blessed and prosperous to give him glory in these days. Fruit, I saw here. Fruit ripens faster in proximity with one another. That's why we just keep coming round to the importance of the fivefold all flowing in together. We ripen faster together, fullness and fruitfulness, all different varieties. Apply this to the fivefold, not ignored, apart from each other, but together and developing faster, an accelerated work on the earth. It's a year of fullness and fruitfulness in Jesus' mighty name. Are you going to receive his fullness for your life, for your family, for your calling, for your church in these days? It means number eight today, whizzing through these, double portion time. Never has there been the time since, well, as of 1948, Israel and the church are both together on the earth at the same time, displaying God's glory, double portion. And it's coming to its fullness, its maturity, God's completion for Israel and the church at this time. And I sense that the Lord would say, so it's double portion time. We've got Israel, we've got the church fulfilling and flowing with the fullness of God and God's commissioning for us together right now. It's a time of Israel and the church on the earth coming into a fullness of understanding as of our callings and our responsibilities together and unifying, supporting and loving and blessing Israel. We're meant to be making Israel envious of and provoking them to envy with how much we love her, with how much we love the God of Israel. Church, have we been fulfilling that with all of our wrong ideologies. Let's be blessing Israel. Let's be standing with her. Let's be doing all that we can to help her at this time, because the coming of her Messiah is soon upon her. And God's getting us both ready. It means the kingly and priestly anointing. That's the days we're living in right now, where we're going to see kings have an authority that they release. The authority of the word goes out and it is done. And the priests, we're going to be serving God. And as a byproduct of that, we're going to be serving the people. So through Christ, our Messiah, through Christ, our Saviour, we now get to display Jesus is the ultimate high priest and he is the King of Kings. We get to be his many peas, his many priests, his many kings, fulfilling and bringing his authority and his serving his purposes on the earth at this time. It's also double portion spirit coming upon Israel and his church on the earth. There's a double portion of his spirit. And there is the former rains and the latter rains God promised us coming together in the last days. All that has gone before, all that is yet to come, the former rains and the latter rains. And there's a reason in Israel when it would speak about the former rains and latter rains, it's for harvest. The former rains were to burst open the seed so that it could grow and go deep under the ground and then go up and produce the fruit on the surface. And the latter rains, the former and the latter rains were in order to prepare, to speed up the work, the acceleration that's coming upon the earth of God's works and wonders right now, to speed up the fruitfulness for harvest. Get ready. This is the time of double portion, those former rains and the latter rains coming together and accelerating God's amazing works, wonders and glory on the earth. So number nine is acceleration this year. Number five, it means acceleration. With the wind, what does the wind do and the breath and the spirit? The Lord showed me accelerates things. There's a divine acceleration of God's works, his visions for his people, his dreams coming to their fruition in the lives and hearts of his children and people at this time. And number 10, it means to take, to give. The Lord, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violent take it by force. God wants us to take him at his word. He wants us to receive all of his inheritance for us so we can come into his fullness at this time. To take, when you take, it's also with a means to give. When I would be feeding my little baby, say, I'm just giving you a bizarre illustration right now, it's coming off the top of my head. I could go and take the baby food, make that up, and then it was always to take to give so that I could give it to them. God wants us not to be selfish takers, but takers and givers. Flowing, as God flows into us, we hold our hands open so that the Lord can just flow back out to and through us again. Because in these days, the Lord, let me tell you, there's no problem and no hardship for the Lord to get his blessing to you. But where the difficulty comes is getting his blessing through you. So let's be takers of God's blessing, and then let's be givers and releasers of his blessing and his spirit and his power in this hour, in Jesus' mighty name. When the system and the systems of this world shakes, there's territory to take. So as we see the world increasingly shaken, the Lord would have us to rise up, and we are going to be those who take God at his word. When the systems of this world shake, there are territories to take. We're going to take souls out of darkness into light. As they see the shakings on the earth, we're going to take those treasures of darkness. They're God's treasures, souls. And we're going to take them out of the darkness into his marvelous light. As they see that shaking, let's take territories. Let's take nations. Let's take workplaces. Let's take regions for Jesus by the authority of his word. Are you receiving it today? I think I've said more than enough. Time is up for now. I've got so much more that I can and I'm longing to share with you and to say, but I think for time's sake, we will be those who redeem the times, for the days are evil, and we are going to be those who maximise every moment. Well, you've had plenty to max on, to chew on for now, and I just pray that God's word is going to dwell in your hearts richly this year. and that we are going to go forward in the power of his pehe, in the power of his mouth, his breath, his fullness, his spirit, and we are going to see God do great things. Are you receiving his word today? I pray you are, in Jesus' mighty name. Not an easy word to get out, but a vital word for this hour of God's power shower, his former and latter reigns, the double portion coming upon the earth. Let us pray. Let's do kingdom business together today as we accept and we receive God's word for Israel and for his church. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that as our Jewish brothers and sisters enter into this new year, the year 5785, it has so much relevance to us as the Church of Jesus Christ on the earth. Lord, we rise up in the power and the fullness of your Holy Spirit. Hand of God, be mightily upon Israel and your church. Lord, may we behold your manifested presence, your miracles, your signs, your breakthroughs, your wonders, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will just be the light and life and revelation within us. We choose blessing today. We come out, Lord, from all that is not of you, and we choose you. We choose life, your fullness, your double portion, your acceleration, and we take, Lord, all that you have for us so that we can give it to an impoverished and a desperate and a dying world. Revive, 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 we pray in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Happy New Year. 5785 to all our Jewish brothers and sisters around the world.